Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get free. Martin Luther King. am so sorry, guys. I'm still battling with this, it seems. Actually, a British-born actor, but born to Nigerian parents, Mr. David Oyelowo, you might remember him from Red Tails. He also played in The Butler. He also played in The Last King of Scotland. Is going to be playing the role of Martin Luther King. I don't know if it's my own bias in that a British actor who is of a Nigerian descent in terms of his lineage playing the great Martin Luther King is an issue. I'm just not convinced in the trailers that I've seen. And, of course, it's always a slippery slope when you play the role of a famous individual in history. Because you're looking at, okay, you know, is Denzel a good Malcolm, you know, all throughout the years, Paul Winfield has played Martin Luther King before. And when you see these icons who've made history, you just get a little particular in terms of who you see as being believable playing the roles of these giant icons. And so that's just my own personal bias. You may have your own, and of course perhaps it's a bit premature to make a judgment because all we have right now are the trailers. The film opens up all throughout the United States on tomorrow, and I would admonish you to go and see it, regardless of what your choices would be with regards to casting Martin Luther King, because either way it goes, it's history, and more importantly, it's our history, and so we certainly need to partake in that. And of course, everybody, and their mama, and their aunt, and their cousin JoJo, and Junebug, and everybody is talking about last night's world premiere of Fox network, The Empire, starting, of course, Taraji P. Henson, and, of course, the great Terrence Howard. I'd like to know what your take is. I'm going to kind of give a little bit of a breakdown of I didn't get a chance to see the first episode of the pilot until today. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm going to be giving you my opinion on that in just a few. Let me go ahead and kick out our number because we really want to hear your opinion about all of the aforementioned. And so our number here at Blog Talk Radio is 347-857-2002. Once again, that number is 347-857-2002. Once again, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, you will need to press the number 1 once you call that 347 number. You will hear an automated voice, and at the time they instruct you to do so, press the number 1 to get on the air. If not, all you'll be doing is listening to the show, which, by the way, if you need to step away from your computer, run down to the store, get some milk for the baby or a six-pack of beer, you know, for yourself, you can do so and not miss a blink by calling that same number. Just don't push that number 1, or we will put you on the air. So once again, that number is 347-857-2002. I think I got my call phone under control. Once again, I apologize for that, but yours truly has been a bit under the weather, and that's one of the main reasons why we've had such a long hiatus. So those are the things we want to talk about, and anything, of course, you want to talk about, but those seems to be the main headlines in black entertainment news, the current constantly brewing Bill Cosby controversy, and then, of course, the opening of the historical movie Selma on tomorrow, and, of course, last night's opening pilot show of Fox Studios, The Empire. Also coming up in this hour, we will have our birthday shout-out. So some of you got a message about that you're going to get a special shout-out. That's going to be coming up about 15 to the next hour, if you want to try to time that. We're also going to have a comedy corner as usual. And coming up in just a second here, we're going to have the doctor of mixology, my good friend, Mr. DJ C-Rock, to give us a little taste of his musical mix in just a second. And then always, always, oh yes, ladies, always, as usual, the last half hour of the show is devoted for lovers only. That's the quiet star for lovers only, where we give you an opportunity to get off by giving you an eargasm for your ears and your listening pleasure. But for right now, my good friend, Mr. DJ C-Rock, giving us a little bit of old school on his mix. Come give us a call and tell us what you think about my good friend, DJ C-Rock. Here we go.
Up in here, here entertainment here presents Mixology, the Mix Show.
Fix your face and pay attention. Y'all better recognize
DJ C-Rock, the mixologist.
On the set, you're...
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
It's an oldie but goodie.
Go wrong, then you know we get the grip.
Dr. DJ C-Rock, an old school mix, as a matter of fact. She's just joining us. This is the Let's Be Frank Show on Blog Talk Radio on this Thursday, January the 8th. Again, it's an open forum night, so we want to talk about what you want to talk about. So that means the very special guest we have this evening is you. So you can give us a call at 347-857-2002. Again, 347-857-2002. As I said, one of the things that I, wanted to talk about, I did get a chance to finally see, not on last evening when it premiered, but actually just a couple of hours ago, the world premiere pilot of Empire, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, which I thought I would. The trailers, wow, the trailers were absolutely fantastic. The acting of Taraji P. Henson. I'm sorry, and Mr. Terrence Howard was absolutely fantastic. And the writing and the directing of Lee Daniels was outstanding as well. As we take a journey with this family who came through rough times and living in the various elements of the drug environment to survive, to lead them into the world of music where they're able to achieve fame and fortune. And Lucius, who's the patriarch of this family, with his three sons. The eldest of which is Andre, who is a very educated individual, and perhaps in terms of talents and abilities, is the most ready to take over the empire, as it would be. The middle son, Jamal, he was very talented as well, but is unable to acquire the love of his father because of his life choices with regards to his sexuality, as he is a gay, and is a very touching scene in which Jamal is victimized by abuse when he was a little boy. And then finally, of course, there's Akeem, this young son, the baby, who never really knew his mom. It is very disrespectful when his mom gets out of prison 17 years later, and it leads to a somewhat very dramatic yet somewhat comical, but maybe not so comical for some, particularly those of us who've been victimized by child abuse, that she beats her youngest son, who's now a young man, with the broom. And so it's a fantastic thing. And of course, Akeem, his issues with regards to taking over the family business, like most young, well, I shouldn't say most young people, but many young people, young and dumb. Again, Andre, the thing that his parents kind of don't like, he's married to a white woman, and it appears that he has some type of medicine he's taking. We're not really sure why. I'm sure we'll find out in upcoming episodes. But for right now, because I'm dealing with this COVID issue, we're going to do another mix by my good friend, Mr. DJ Rock.
Up in Here Entertainment presents Mixology, the Mix Show.
Hey, hey, this is MC Light, and right now you're rocking with DJ C-Rock. And you're listening to the newest joint. It's called Dear John, featuring Common. Join the movement at MCLight.com.
Your back is pinned against the wall most times, but in those times, you remain open. Closed minds will get you nowhere. Gotta move with no fear. So out there, I salute you. Knowing everything you've been through is just a journey every man must take. The key for some is not to make the same mistakes, to fall victim to the chaos the world creates. In the heat of the moment, you can mistake an ally for an opponent and wipe your own out. What a waste, and in the face of hate, you discover that it's too late.
Yo, what you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping into being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder? What you wanna do? So you wanna be ballers, shot callers, dipping into being straight lawless? Or would you rather be father to your daughters, even though it's getting harder?
I wanted that much when I whisper in the ear. Here's my love, goosebumps. Thankful for God, that was truly blessed me. Removed all the drama, trust issues, don't got them. Me gusta cuando mueve sus abogados.
my good friend, Mr. DJ C-Rock. So, okay, we're going to try this again. Once again, we apologize. It's our first show in a while as we've been trying to overcome an illness here. So this is my first opportunity to try to test out my voice to see if I can do a whole show without coughing and hacking. And we've already seen in the first 20 minutes we can't. But, you know, it's been getting better and better each day. So hopefully by the next show we'll have it under control. Before we went into our musical mix by the doctor, we were talking about the world premiere of the Fox Network presentation of Empire. And we'd like for you to chime in on that conversation, if you will. We are live right now. Our number is 347-857-2002. Again, that number is 347-857-2002. We were talking about the family, the musical family of Lucius and Cookie and their three sons. And this show, just from watching a pilot, you can already begin to see a number of twists and subplots that are about to unfold. And I'd like to get your opinion. And if you're not able to check us out live, send me an email, and we'll broadcast some of the best emails on the air on next week. Send an email to f_ANDERSO@hotmail.com. Again, that's f_ANDERSO@hotmail.com. That's only if you can't get on the air live tonight. We're going to be on live for about another 15 minutes or so before we go into our next segment of the show. And as I was suggesting, that there appears to be a number of different twists and subplots developing, one of which, you know, will Lucius ever be able to accept his son Jamal and his homosexuality? That's obviously a major, major source of conflict. We see that his mama, Cookie, is her being the character, and as hard as she is, still has a love for her child, regardless of what life decisions that he makes, particularly with regards to his sexuality. But will Lucius ever accept his son? Maybe not his lifestyle, but accept his son as a person or human being. It certainly seems that there is a battle brewing as Lucius is basically shunning his son, Jamal, and Cookie is now overtaking his career, which he's basically releasing somewhat reluctantly. He appears to be quite satisfied in doing smaller coffee houses and smaller venues. But Cookie wants him to branch out and feels that he has the talent to be a superstar. So will Jamal break out and be the superstar he hopes to be? And the adversarial relationship that looks like it's building, because on the flip side, Lucius has taken on the career of his younger son, Akeem, and it looks like Akeem and Jamal will be adversaries. And there's even been hints that if Lucius is having to make a decision as to which one of the three sons is going to take over the empire, and it's been very clear that only one will be able to inherit his empire, will that lead to some drama and mayhem later? There's been a couple hints already that two younger brothers may be so much at war with one another that they may end up killing each other off and leaving the empire to Andre. And what is the issue that Andre has that causes him to have to take his medicine that his Caucasian wife has alluded to a couple of times that he needs to take? So there are a number of twists and turns and peaks and valleys in this piece. It could really go in a number of directions here, and I'd just really like to hear your take on that. So think about your questions. We got a little bit more time. Going to do a little bit more music. Going to do some Cameo, one of my favorite cuts, Candy.
Yeah.
cameos. That's Dead Man, one of my favorite cameo cast. We were just talking about the world premiere of the Fox Network presentation of Empire before we went into our musical break there, and all the different twists and subplots. It really is setting it up for some fantastic drama and anticipation in some of the upcoming episodes. In a film, by the way, that it has, I think the unique thing about this show, and again, I'd like to hear your feedback as well, is that parts of it has a feel of a soap opera. You know, you're wondering what's going to unfold, who's going to do what with what, and what new piece of news or revelation is going to be made. It also has the feel of a major theatrical release, big film that you would think that you would see on a big screen, and all of this under the guise of a weekly TV series. So I think Mr. Lee Daniels and company has done a fantastic job, and this has perhaps been one of the most anticipated openings in TV land for quite some time. As a matter of fact, I understand that it actually smashed a lot of the competition, and this has been the highest ratings of any Fox show for the last 3 years, as I understand it. So they certainly should be commended for that. For those of you who are saying, "My goodness, Mr. Anderson, Mr. Let's Be Frank yourself, you're telling us about all this stuff, and I missed it. Now I hate I missed it." Well, you know what? I missed it last night, too. As I said, I just got a chance to see it a couple of hours ago. For those of you in the Houston area, our radio station, Magic 102.1, if you, and you don't have to be a Houstonian to go to their Facebook page. Go to Magic 102.1 right here in Houston, Texas, and scroll down just a little bit. And, hey, guess what? They have the entire episode, the entire inaugural episode, and that's how I got a chance to watch it, because otherwise, guess what, I would have missed it too. So hope you see it. We're just about running out of time for this segment. We really wanted to hear your opinion on this piece, because I was really, you know, blown away, and for those of you who really know me well, I am not a big TV person. I just think most of television today tends to insult our intelligence, but I really, really enjoyed this piece. So since we're running out of time and we're really not going to get a chance to get to your opinion live on the air, I'd like to hear you hear your opinions by way of email. So send me an email to f_anderso@hotmail.com. That's f_anderso@hotmail.com. Love to hear from you.
You know, sometimes we have a tendency, or should I say, we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together. Listen to me now. Do the thing to keep a smile on. Can help me share the pain.
Dr. Charlie, yeah, Dr. Charlie Wilson. That's when he was with the Gap Band. He's going to be in Houston in a couple of weeks, I understand. Coming in with Kim and Joe. Now, that should be one hell of a concert, so pay attention to that. I know you want to reach that. Well, it comes to that special time of the show. We like to send a few birthday shout-outs. That's right, it's birthday shout-out time. I got a few birthdays we're celebrating today. One of my good acting friends, Miss Alice Gatlin, is celebrating the birthday today, along with Stacy Valley is celebrating the birthday today. An old friend of mine used to date one of my now deceased cousins, Clara McAllister, is also celebrating her birthday today. An old school chum of mine from the University of Houston, Mr. Freddie Lamb, is celebrating the birthday on tomorrow. And on Saturday, we have a number of birthdays. Miss Jaylee Mack of Impact Productions, a local entertainment attorney as well as a fantastic actress and producer, celebrates her birthday on Saturday. Also, Miss Roxana Solis Leon celebrating her birthday on Saturday. Actually, most of the remaining birthdays of the Earth, Saturday 11th. Celebrating the birthday on Sunday is Miss Curtis Brooks, Miss Lee Waddell, and Magic 102 personality, Mr. Chili Bill Smith from Magic 102, will be celebrating the birthday. So, as usual, we have something special for each and every one of you guys, something special just for you.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday!
Alice Gatlin, Stacy Valley, Clara McAllister, Freddie Lamb, Jaylee Mack, Roxana Leon, Curtis Brooks, Lee Waddell, and Chili Billy Smith. We want to wish each and every one of you guys a very happy birthday, and may you have many more. Coming up next, the Comedy Corner with Chris Rock.
And anybody in this room that's ever been in love will testify to this shit. If you haven't contemplated murder, you ain't been in love. If you haven't seriously thought about killing a motherfucker, you ain't been in love. If you haven't had a can of rat poison in your hand and looked at it for 45 minutes straight, you ain't been in love. If you haven't bought a shovel and a bag and a rug to roll their ass up in, you ain't been in love. If you haven't practiced your alibi in front of the mirror, you ain't been in love. And the only thing that stopped you from killing this motherfucker was an episode of CSI. Oh, man, they thorough. I better make up. They might catch my ass. That's right, man. See, relationships are hard, man. But for order, for any relationship to work, both people have to be on the same page. Both people have to have the same focus. That's right. And we all know what that page is. We all know what that focus is. In order for the relationship to work, both people have to have the same focus. And what's that focus? The focus is all about her. It's all about her. She's already there, fellas. She's waiting for you to come aboard. Fellas, when you wake up in the morning, you should look yourself in the mirror and say, fuck you. Fuck your hopes, fuck your dreams, fuck your plans, fuck everything you thought this life was going to bring you. Now let's go out there and try to make this bitch happen. Yes. It's all about her, fellas. Say yes to everything. Everything. Everything you could afford, say yes to. Just say yes. Before she even gets it out of her fucking mouth. Honey, can yes. Honey, I want a yes. Honey, how about yes? Let's get a stamp. Yes, 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 yes. Another thing, fellas, don't argue. You cannot win. You cannot beat a woman in an argument. It's impossible. You will not win. Because men, we are handicapped when it comes to arguing. Because we have a need to make sense. Women ain't gonna let a little thing like sense fuck up their argument. Because she's not in it for sense. She's in it for distance and irritation. How long can I talk before this motherfucker snaps? They want you to shake the shit out of them till you hear the cops coming. Motherfucker, I'm serious. Motherfucker, what the fuck? Oh, shit, let me get the fuck out. That's right. And like I said, try your best to make her happy. Try your best. But here's one thing nobody tells you. You can't make a woman happy. It's impossible. I've never met a happy woman in my life. Women always complaining about something. Shit, women like to complain. Women save up shit to complain about. Oh, he don't even know I know, but I'm going to get his ass on that shit next month. They like fucking complaining. They love it. No matter what you do, she'll be mad. You can fuck a woman with a diamond dick and make her come 10 times. She'll still complain. Why you make me come so hard? This diamond dick is cloudy. Why don't you go to Tiffany's? You're so fucking cheap. No matter what you do, your woman is mad at you. If you work all the time, why you work all the time? You ain't never home. You always leaving me. I hate this shit. If you home all the time, why you all up under me? Let me get some fucking room to breathe. Damn, stop sweating me. I hate this shit. If you make more money than her, fuck you. I want to make decisions too. You ain't my fucking daddy. I don't need you to take care of me. I hate this shit. If she makes more money than you, you broke motherfucker. You never have no fucking money. Fuck that shit. I don't want to make all these decisions. I need to be taken care of. I hate this shit. I can't take it. And the number one reason your woman's always mad, fellas, the number one reason your woman is pissed the fuck off, because you ain't her first choice. Fellas, you ever catch your woman just looking at you but not saying nothing? In her mind, she's thinking, how did I end up with this ugly motherfucker? Oh, Lord, this motherfucker's ugly and stupid. I had a good man and I blew it. Damn, Lord, kill my man. Kill him, please. Kill him while I still look good enough to get something new. Please kill this motherfucker now. Strike him. Strike him. If you out there, Lord, strike this motherfucker dead.
Thank you. We can go on. walk with me. Brown-eyed girl, come talk with me. I wanna do all the things in love a man should do. All the little things you want me to. Brown-eyed girl. Brown-eyed girl. Brown-eyed girl, now do you know? Brown-eyed girl, that I love you so. My whole life with me.